to the patio. Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing more than new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life. Hey guys, welcome to the patio. We got a show for y'all tonight, a really good show for y'all tonight. If some of y'all, I know some of you were, if you had tuned in about a half hour ago, you saw us on with Whiskey Sippers.
Good dude.
At least part of us. We were on, yeah, good dude, Todd from Whiskey Sippers. He's going to be traveling to the Mid-South area for a barrel pick. Let me just make sure the audio is good real quick.
What's the video looking like?
Video looking like it looks like a video
looking sexy.
Dude, all I see is Google.
Oh,
I see Google.
You know what? I put the wrong thing in the wrong spot. There's a video
there that looks right.
Yeah.
Sexy.
But look, so we were on with Todd for Whiskey Sippers a little bit earlier. We then transitioned to the studio, and now we're doing a podcast. So let's talk about topics of the podcast. Is Jordan the GOAT?
Absolutely.
Move yeah, on. But I'm going to be talking about a different Jordan. Bill Belichick and his little Jordan is kind of there's a story in the news.
Yeah.
When I say BBL, do you know what that means? Don't say it, Jamie.
Yes, I do.
It doesn't have anything with.
Oh,
no, it is. Brazilian butt lifts goes bad. Oh, yeah, no. We'll talk about that. We got to talk about the NFL draft and tariffs. And that sounds like a girl you used to date in high school.
I think about BBCs.
They're similar. Father Fortman, how are you this evening?
I am doing excellent. You know what, here I am with my boys. We're minus one DW, but you know what, he'll be back soon enough. He's on a hiatus apparently. Marty's saying I'm crooked.
No, you're good.
Oh, everything's good. Leave it alone.
So how's everybody doing? I hope y'all enjoyed the Whiskey Sippers. That was a good time. I enjoyed hanging out with Todd and then my boys, so and look forward to seeing them this weekend.
Yeah,
along with Skeeter.
Oh, wrong button. Whoa, another wrong button. Wait another a minute.
Wrong button.
I'm going to find. There he is. Gary's in studio. We're not used to Gary being here.
Yeah.
So.
You had to find the right button. It's been so long. I just can't. You know, I got to take a break. I got
the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. I got to take a break every once in a while because y'all, I just can't keep up drinking with you.
Look, while we were live with Todd, you were literally mowing yard across the street.
I was mowing yard. Not for money.
That's kind of like it's my own disrespectful. Yard. You.
I had to mow it. It's rain's coming.
Now, I'm going to tell you the funniest thing I saw as we were leaving. Your son is driving the golf cart. He's driving the lawnmower.
Yeah.
With headphones on and his phone, I'm assuming, talking to his girlfriend's yelling at the phone.
Yeah.
And somehow they were continuing to FaceTime, it appeared.
Well, they're probably reading each other's lips, I guess. That's the only way, because I think that mower's loud. It's a loud mower.
No, he was yelling.
We basically could have the conversation with him. Look, teen love.
Teen love.
But and there's a song about that.
On the phone.
But funny story today, talking about mowing.
That would be one of those dial phones.
Yeah. Talking about mowing, you know, I went ahead and changed my blade after 2 years.
I did the same.
And looking at my old blades last year, I wasn't mowing. I was just beating my grass.
Same here. Oh, my gosh. It was so Gary, bad. I ran in the same thing. Our mower was cutting, like, unlevel. And when I pulled it off, I might as well have been using a baseball bat to cut grass with.
That's what it was. No doubt. I just bought a new mower.
That's
y'all quit talking crazy. We got the nerd in the house. Oh, dang it.
Why
I told him I had his
nerd.
Yeah, he is. He's good. Look at his color, though. He's got good color. Bourbon nerd, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Y'all check us out Friday. I don't know if we're going to do a live, but we'll have a video.
If they'll let us, we might. I don't know if we'll have signal in the hood over in.
I don't know.
You may. You may.
They done said everything I was going to say, so just thank y'all for joining us.
How, Jamie? How dare you? We're done. Bourbon Nerd has already spoken.
Why are they still far?
I told you the camera was jacked up.
No. Okay.
Yeah. No, that looks much
better. Why'd you jack the camera up?
You know what,
I had you squared up.
We're telling him no.
Jamie grabbed the wire over.
Oh, he did. Oh,
okay. You need to stop jacking around over there.
That's what called me out in public.
Jeez. At least he didn't call you out under the sheets.
Marty hit the button.
All right, Jordan is the GOAT. But did you guys see the interview between Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old sweet thing that was on CBS Sunday Morning?
He interviewed her or she interviewed him?
Okay, so Bill Belichick wrote a memoir. Okay, let's see what it's called. Anyway, he was on with Sunday Morning,
on Sunday morning. CBS Sunday morning. I love that show. I saw it. Watch it. You should watch it as a kid. They did an interview with him, and his little sweet thing, his 24-year-old sweet thing, was in the background. And they got to a section where they asked, Belichick said, "So how'd you guys meet?" And she interrupted the whole thing. Said, "We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that." And stormed off set. Needless to say, they didn't talk about it, even though they have shared it openly. And it's allowed others to speculate. They speculate that he's in an abusive relationship. Now, do you guys really think Bill Belichick is in an abusive relationship?
Like, well, he's abused. Like, he's being
abused. He's being abused. An elderly abuse.
Well, he likes, we all know he likes his balls deflated. Okay, guys. Let's put that out. Apparently, she's the one doing it.
See, I'm so glad Gary joined us. I couldn't have written a better joke if I'd written it myself.
5 minutes in, we're swinging for the fences.
It's like a fresh crack every time, guys. Fresh crack.
I would be willing to bet you Bill Belichick's like, I'm living my best life.
Yeah,
but it's worth $70 million.
What do you talk about with a 24-year-old?
The world.
Pokemon.
No, 24 is beyond Pokemon.
Poking her. That's all you're talking about.
My bad. Harry Potter. Okay.
She don't look like the Harry Potter type. She's running for Miss Maine. You guys know who we're talking about here?
It's like you can catch my snitch. There he is.
It looks like him and his great-granddaughter.
She's not a very attractive woman.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she is attractive. Come on now. Come on, Fulberry.
She has a body. Look at her face. Looks like she smelled a fart.
Look at him, though. He looked like he stole a cookie out of
Santa
Claus. Yeah, out of Santa Claus basket. 74, to be exact.
Jeez.
So he's not afraid of losing her. He's afraid of losing about half his money.
No, but they're not married.
Oh, they ain't married.
But apparently she now has a wealth of over $9 million that come from real estate that I'm assuming he bought her.
Okay.
So there you go.
Man. No, she's not very attractive.
You are a liar.
She's not.
She's attractive.
I think you ought to fire her.
She's young and she's fit. Her face is not pretty.
Maybe it's her personality, Dave.
Maybe, yeah, she's a pretty personality. She's an awesome personality.
Or maybe she's really smart.
Yeah, she looks intelligent.
And she probably is.
She got that pee-pee.
Yeah.
Pretty personality.
That pretty. So, who's the aggressor here? Who's the one getting taken advantage of?
I mean, Bill doesn't ever lose anything.
I think it's an equal opportunity.
He
clearly got something in his advantage. I mean, so does she.
He's digging it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, dating a 20-year-old when you're like 70.
Young thing on his arm, and she's holding on to this loose skin on his arm, and and she's getting reaping the rewards.
Apparently so, and maybe his pullovers too, ripping those too. I don't know.
Well, he did when he was doing the interview. He had on like this navy shirt. Let me see if I can find it. It was full of holes. It was kind of weird.
Her face resembles a horse.
Something's wrong with y'all.
Something's wrong with you.
You agree? No. She's not very attractive. I mean, I've seen white. She's just young.
I guarantee you, there's way more hotter 50-year-olds than that.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 40. But yeah.
I mean, 50. I mean,
50.
Yeah, 50.
Look, here's what he was.
Rachel off of, that's my head.
There's what he was wearing. This shirt here.
That's
full of holes. That's like something Gary'd wear. Gary'd be wearing that at 74 years old.
Because I've had it since I was 18.
Gary's wearing it at 44 years old.
That's true, too.
How old is Rachel off of Friends? What's her name?
She's 50 something, probably. Or 60. Right, maybe.
You're 60. Talking about what is her name? Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Jennifer.
Is that Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. I bet Jennifer Aniston looks better than that girl does.
No doubt.
10 times.
Yeah.
No.
Tenfold.
She was born in 1969. That's 7 years. She's 57.
Pull up a picture of 57-year-old Jennifer Aniston.
Do it. Do it.
It ain't even close.
No. That girl's not attractive.
I think Dolly Parton's more attractive than her. And she's like 90.
That's my head again.
Dude. Look at her.
You can't even compare that little.
Hold on. How can Jennifer Aniston date Bill Belichick and Obama at the same time?
Boy,
she's dating Obama, so there you go. You don't have to worry about
theory.
That.
Look, much better looking.
Yeah, no doubt.
You think Bill could do better?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's all about her personality.
I think Bill's dating down.
He is. Maybe she's got a good playbook or something.
Dude looks happy is all I know.
Look, he could get dives, and here he is with a nickel.
He went, you know, he likes the seventh rounders.
Dave Portnoy. He does it. Dave Portnoy, you guys are aware of this dude.
I love Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, he said Bill Belichick's being held hostage.
Hmm. So it's
that's the gorilla grip. Yeah, they got that body mind.
For those of you tuning in to expect whiskey discussions, here you go. There we go.
Ain't no whiskey discuss here, baby.
You never know.
Hmm. It might be.
Look, yeah, I'm drinking.
Hit that like button anywhere. You can hit the unlike button. I'm the type, don't care which one it is. You can hit any of them.
Hit that like button for some grill.
Here's what Portnoy said. I believe how they met was on the plane. I'd heard that before. I don't know why it was a secret. I believe this answer was truthful when he said, I do what I think is best for me. He's got an attractive young girl that he's having relations with. He doesn't give a F about anything else. He's been a guy who's never cared what anybody else thought. Boy, I tell you what, Portnoy summed it up, didn't he?
He did.
I guess.
He don't care what anybody thinks. Cause,
he doesn't.
Because that girl's like a troll on her bridge.
No, she needed free tuition.
Dude, something
she
wrong with y'all now.
She looks like Skeletor, and I didn't want to say it.
Thank you.
I didn't want to say it. Dang, y'all keep talking about
old Skeletor over there.
What? Hold on. Y'all are mean and rude.
You might have to get a bigger picture because I didn't have my dang glasses on.
It don't make it better. I'll tell you that.
Keep going.
How about this?
No,
that's the same picture.
No.
She's fit.
That is not the same.
That
is the same
picture. She's just fit. She's in shape.
Are you going to tell? Look, there ain't many 24-year-olds that don't look good. That's just because everything's where it started at.
Let's see. Look, there he is in his cut up shirt. That's going to be Gary at like 74.
Yeah. Looks a whole lot better out of now.
No doubt.
No, yeah. Look at that.
She actually looked 40.
She looks older.
She does.
She's not attractive.
They look same age. She looks older. He looks way younger.
She looks like she used to cut glass.
I mean, she could pass for 35, 36. No doubt.
That's the best she's looked.
No. What is she holding? Mm. Is that a bag?
You got in that bag?
If I was a football,
crab, that's a lobster.
She's
gonna be Miss Maine.
If my car went underwater, I'd take her chin and slam it into the glass, let it bust the glass out.
Y'all, that is not unattractive. Like that. All right, that is not an unattractive woman. Y'all are so let it on chat. What you think?
Unattractive.
We'll look at it later.
She wouldn't be riding with the bourbon nerd.
I think the boys call that a butterface.
Yeah, butterface. I go with that.
Something's wrong with y'all.
Butterface.
Butterface.
Change your mind.
That is clearly a butterfly.
No, y'all did not change.
All right, let's leave this girl alone. Well,
Belichick ain't doing that.
We can't leave it alone.
So he said Corpse Bride.
The what?
Whiskey and cigar said Corpse Bride. You ever seen the Corpse Bride?
Man, there's something wrong with y'all. Y'all cannot drink before we go live again. I'm telling you. That woman is pretty.
Pretty ugly.
She is not ugly. I'm the art. She's not ugly.
She's pretty unattractive.
She got that Tim Burton looking mug. I'll tell you that.
Okay, you know what?
There you go.
She's attractive in a Tim Burton movie.
She just need to go more goth.
Well, maybe you don't think she's like a Tim, but she's not unattractive. And I guarantee you some of these people in chat think so too. Here's the best headline I read today. We're going to get off Skeletor. Fake New York doctor shares grim details of how glamorous young mom died during botched Brazilian butt lift. All right, I'm going to read that again because I don't know which is more disturbing.
Okay.
That someone got a Brazilian butt lift from some weird doctor or a fake New York doctor shares grim details. So a fake New York doctor has detailed the grim moment a glamorous young mom died at his hands. Oh, it was him during a botched BBL.
How bad does a butt lift go that you die?
Check this out. Felipe Hoyos Furando, 37 of Astoria, Queens, was indicted on Monday for manslaughter.
Oh.
Over the death of 31-year-old Maria Paz Penizola. The Colombian, who is not licensed to practice in New York, was nabbed at a Starbucks. They took that dude at a Starbucks where he was suffering from lidocaine toxicity. Oh, my God. He got it. Yeah.
He said, was a fake doctor. He could have been a construction worker. And he just, and all her shit was square. And
look, no, he said, look.
I almost said I'm a fake gynecologist's office.
Yeah. Look, this dude said, I booked the flight while I was driving. He was about to leave and go back to Columbia. Look, this dude, hold on. Y'all, are we just going to stay in the weed? Is that where we live tonight?
Yeah.
So. No, you don't even have a van. You have a Subaru. It's a Subaru with tinted windows.
You got
no Subaru. No, yeah, your top. No, the Diddler. You got the Diddler. Yeah, we got to put a Diddler, a picture of Diddler out. Is there one on social media somewhere?
Yeah, I'm sure we find one. The driving gynecologist.
But with the Subaru, you can.
You got like a domino sign that say gynecologist on it.
I come to you.
But isn't the Subaru voted the safest vehicle?
Oh, and circumcision of past mirrors.
So this doctor had booked a flight back to Columbia, but he decided to stop at Starbucks first, and he got nabbed there. Moments before he was able to board that flight, police officers apprehended this defendant on the Starbucks line. There you go. They said they found a bloody syringe, used syringes, an empty bottle of lidocaine, and other medicines inside a bag in his car.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, he's a good-looking doctor now.
Ah,
Rico.
That's Rico Suave.
I've got a question, Terry. I mean, he's okay.
Okay, now that's a cute dude. That's a cute dude.
Why are we rating dudes now? Okay?
Because you know.
That's why I can't rate women. Just because it's a cute dude.
It's a cute dude. Okay. I'll say this. I was thrown. I was really thrown. The advertisement signing, I thought that was his hand. Fingernails on it.
Where? Okay, so he charged $1,900.
If he had a little subtle beard, he'd look sexier.
I mean, he looks like a butt lifter, I guess.
$1,900 is pretty cheap, I guess.
It is.
It is.
That's extremely
He injected
cheap.
Lidocaine into her buttocks.
Lidocaine?
And there she is. Now, all right, I guess she's ugly, too.
She's way prettier than
that. Yeah, she looks much better than the other
she
girl.
Was way prettier.
Yes.
He said, I injected her in her buttocks. With a lot of kind, she started to speak funny, and then she stopped speaking.
Now here we are for the show.
Oh, he didn't even start the surgery.
No. What did she need a Brazilian butt lift for? Joke.
Yeah, I mean,
is that not an oxymoron? I mean, really?
I mean,
why would she want to mess up? Oh, what a shame!
It's bad.
Her and a baby, and now I'm all sad.
I'm all sad.
I mean, we all want big booties.
She had booty.
She wanted bigger booty. She wanted it everywhere.
Look, well, you know.
Yeah. Doc said after I injected her, she started to speak funny, and then she stopped speaking. Slurred speech is normal during this type of anesthesia, he said. After she tightened up, she didn't respond. She had low pressure and low pulse. He said, I started CPR. I'll bet he put it directly into her vein or something he wasn't supposed to.
No, it sounded like he injected the wrong thing.
Probably.
So no, look, I'm for real. It sounded like he didn't.
So what we've learned here is be careful what you put in your butt.
I don't think he ever got that far, Gary. Gary, this is a sad deal.
It is.
I'm telling you, this is not. Yes. Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
And here you're making improper jokes.
He's always got a joke.
I always got a joke.
This is a serious moment.
But yeah, that poor, was.
Yes, this poor girl on her butt.
Poor girl.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug.
Quadruple tragedy after friends decide to hold cocaine fueled party in Ritzy Lake Tahoe.
Did you decide resort. Just to pull every sad story you could find?
There's somebody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Oh, I got one. Okay. I've got one I'm not going to talk about tonight, but I want to bring it up on air and see if we should talk about it because it's one of the most disturbing things I've ever read. Ever.
Oh, I'm in.
No, I don't think you are. I think you will find it extremely disturbing.
So it
won't be on the live tonight. If anything, it'll be next probably Tuesday.
That'd be very few things ever.
Oh, so this is kind of like the Kansas City thing. The group of friends have been watching the Super Bowl to party in South Lake Tahoe in February 2024. Oh, when they all died. Okay, we're in the same story.
They all died?
I thought that was in Kansas City.
Oh, it was.
So there was two times that night.
That happened two times?
That happened twice in one night? There was one in Kansas City. Yeah, this was in Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
Wow. Prosecutors on Monday said that they had arrested alleged dealer Timothy Austin Pannell, also known as Frog. Don't buy stuff from Frog. Authorities say that it was Pannell who had sold them the drug. Just call him Frog. It was Frog who sold them the drug, but have declined to file murder charges, citing strong evidence that it was a mistake. So they just overdosed, not the fact that he gave them too much.
Well, I mean, I get if they overdose, I mean, overdose technically he gave them too much.
Well, they said that Frog mistakenly provided fentanyl.
Mistakenly?
That wasn't on their receipt. Was
rather
it?
Than the cocaine he typically there sold. You
know, check the packing
list. You got to check the packing list. Check the invoice.
What kind of effed up logic is applied to this one? Okay. Because both are very illegal, at least.
Yeah.
Most places.
I mean, I think if you're taking illegal drugs illegally.
Typically, if you do something illegal and someone dies from that, it's.
It's sort of on you.
Manslaughter.
It wasn't like you made him do it, you know?
Yeah.
He sort of chose and took the risk, I think.
Let's talk about a story that's not as sad. You ready?
You can bring up Gaza or what you got
the next? NFL draft. Last weekend during the NFL draft, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, if you know where.
They had Thursday night was round one of the draft, and.
Sure.
Mel Kiper felt that Shedeur was a top five pick.
Kiper's a cook.
He was crying.
I tell you, Mel Kiper missed a lot of quarterback picks. Saying. Look,
he thought Clawson, Jimmy Clawson.
Oh, no, there. You can go worse than that. There's far
Who's
more.
Who's Jimmy Clawson?
Yeah, exactly. So
who is she?
But Thursday night, Shedeur didn't get picked. Friday night, Shedeur didn't get picked. And then finally, Saturday, was it fourth round?
Well, fifth round is probably right.
I think
he should have gone second and third.
I do too.
Based on what though?
Dude's stats from last year were good.
He threw the ball good.
You realize his dad called the plays.
70% completion rate. You can't make it up.
Screen passes.
Okay. We could do 90% screen passes for Father Fortenberry, and he's still not getting drafted.
Yeah.
Now Will Howard, nobody talks about it. I feel like that dude should have gone.
Listen,
first two rounds.
Well, Howard,
his dad set him up to be have successful. Huge numbers.
Yeah.
Now tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
He's the most sacked quarterback in the college.
True.
They didn't win all the games.
They didn't win a bunch of games. They won enough though, way more than they used to.
Okay. Yeah, they used to win zero. So I mean,
he's on the Ring of Honor.
He got his number retired.
How stupid is that?
Look, he could have made more money staying in college.
He should have.
A lot of guys could, but how stupid is that they retired his number
2 days before he got drafted in the fourth, fifth round?
He played there for 2 years, and he had been out of school. That's stupid.
But he had one of the best seasons they ever saw. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
But it's not. I mean, they've won a national championship, like within this millennial.
They have?
No, they haven't.
Buffalo or in Colorado? Yes, they won a national championship 2000.
I'd like to speak out too.
I don't believe they did.
1995.
I'm looking like 80s.
Oh no! It's way sooner than you think.
I was going to speak out now. Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen still haven't either.
But you know who they drafted? Who did Buffalo draft?
I don't remember.
1990, Jamie.
1990. Okay, that's still not that long ago.
That's 35 years ago.
That's
well,
not even this millennium.
We're still celebrating
64.
So
shut your mouth. We won basketball in
94. Sure did.
Landon Jackson went to the Buffalo Bills from Arkansas. That's a good pick.
Yeah. So do y'all feel a lot of people are saying it because he didn't get drafted for other reasons? I think he didn't get drafted because people were scared of his dad. Like if the team ain't doing what they're doing.
So here's the thing. Was the squeeze worth the juice? And probably not.
I think for Cleveland, it is.
No, around five, yes. But round two or three?
I'm going to tell you right now, and you can cut this clip right here.
Cut it.
I fell in love with Will Howard in the playoffs. The Steelers got their quarterback of the future. Will Howard played at a level we haven't seen in a long time in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
He did.
I still think Cleveland had a good draft. Like two quarterbacks.
I'm not sure Cam Ward should have been number one.
I would have told.
I don't know.
I'll take Cam Ward over Shedeur.
I think Shedeur should have been a second, third round pick. He should have been
third.
I'd like to have him at the
second. I agree with
but
third.
But here's the thing: it's not that nobody wanted him.
They don't want all this.
No, not even that. But when you're drafting, if you don't need a quarterback, you're not drafting. So there's only like five or six teams.
Yeah, there were only a few that needed.
And the people that are putting up the argument were like, well, if that's the case, then why'd they draft Johnny Manziel?
Who was Johnny Manziel's dad?
Who was he?
I'll tell you this, though.
But what was the draft set up?
Yeah, but I like this. I like a fifth-round Shadur who's pissed off. Mm-hmm. Better than a first round Shadur.
I agree. A fifth round Shadur that's got something to prove.
I love that guy. Either the NFL's wrong or his daddy's wrong. We'll find out.
I mean, I like Deion, but if I was a GM, I wouldn't want to deal with Deion.
I'll tell you right now, that's what I was saying.
I don't want to deal with Deion.
Deion said, I'm going to go to the first meeting with my son. I'd be like, hell no, you're not.
No, you are not.
You don't want to deal with both of them.
I'm with you.
Another thing that hurt, he didn't have an agent.
He didn't have an agent.
No.
So there's no salesman out there. It was just Deion.
But Cam Ward had an agent, Lil Jon.
So Deion doesn't have an agent.
What?
But Deion doesn't need an agent. Yeah. It's Deion. He sells himself.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you right now.
Right now. You heard it here first.
Right now
is I can't remember his name, a young running back from
Ashton Jeanty.
Yep. Still the draft.
Jeanty. He was second or third round, wasn't he?
No, he's fifth, top 10. Yeah, he's fifth pick.
Fifth pro.
I don't remember.
You heard it here first. That's Fort Mary. Still
of the
draft.
Will
Howard's best pick of draft.
Worst pick of the draft? Well, not worst pick of draft. That's not fair. But the most overrated pick? Travis Hunter.
Nah, I disagree with you. He's too slow
to be a defensive player. He is a great wide receiver. He can't be defensive NBA or NFL.
I think you're way wrong.
He wasn't a good defender in college.
That kid, he's not just...
He's an athlete.
An amazing athlete. He's a good dude.
Oh, that's fine.
He don't drink. He don't swear. That dude is
You know who else was a good dude?
Who?
Old quarterback from Florida. He's a great dude.
Tim Tebow's a great dude. Yeah, but he was slow.
He was actually successful. So Travis
Hunter.
He is not slow.
Dude, he's not a 4-4.
Y'all let us know that Fortenberry. Tell Fortenberry how wrong he is.
Fortenberry, he's
Gary. What do you think, Gary? You can't be
a 4-6, 4-7 defensive back in the NFL.
Travis Hunter will be successful wherever he plays.
I agree.
He's running as wide receiver.
As anything.
Either or.
Nope. Yep. He could be quarterback. I bet he could be quarterback.
He's going to punt.
He will be the slowest guy on the field on defense.
NCAA football. The video game, now that we can do that again.
He won't be around.
I don't care what it
is. Madden, I'm going to put him at every position.
Every position.
He'll be like tight end, wide receiver, fullback, running back, and quarterback.
Because Madden is how they judge players.
Actually, they do.
But I guarantee you, in Madden, he's going to be stamina 99.
Exactly.
He better be stamina 99.
Oh, he better be.
Better be on call at Madden.
Yeah.
He'll catch it. He is a good slot receiver. He is not a good defensive back.
Well, I think he's next level on both. I think you're wrong.
Hey. Y'all hear it.
Father Fortenberry is wrong.
We're going to come back to this in about a year, and we'll see where we're at.
Well, I'll go with Fortenberry.
Oh.
Since we'll just tie it.
You do what you want to do. You do.
And I don't even.
Y'all are both wrong.
You're going to take one step up. You got Will Howard.
I love your quarterback. Your quarterback's my favorite. All right. So there is a question going around social media.
What's that question?
Can we
100 men, can they defeat a single gorilla if they do not have weapons? 100 men versus a gorilla.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Since they didn't specify, I'm going to say yes. Now, if it was a silverback gorilla, a little bit bigger, it could have been a baby gorilla.
All right. Silverback gorilla.
Okay.
No, silverback.
Yeah, you're right.
Full grown silverback gorilla.
Gorilla.
Could 100 men.
What's the strength ratio?
So I heard it. All right. So I heard it today compared to this.
Look, all I know is I'm not a gorilla.
Is this a male gorilla?
Hold on.
But I could beat off 100 men.
So I want you to think about something. You know a little Dachshund dog? A little Dachshund?
Yeah, weenie dog.
Yeah, well, a weenie dog. That's right. The strength ratio is a human man versus a Dachshund dog, a gorilla versus human man.
Could you beat 100 dogs?
But 100 of us, me and 100 being Gary could beat them.
But we ain't going to have no angles left, though.
No. Now we gotta sacrifice somebody up front. They gotta jump in there.
So that,
and then we're gonna bite him in the neck. That gorilla.
So that's what I was thinking.
A hundred of you could beat
a gorilla if you had 20 or 30 guys are willing to die.
So here's
they're not willing to die, the gorilla kill us all.
Is it a fight against a gorilla or is it you're hunting the gorilla?
No, it's a fight against gorilla. Fight. Straight up.
Like Harry don't
All right. No trees.
I'll beat the hell. I'll ride that alligator around.
Open terrain. Probably in the Sahara somewhere. No water.
Gorillas are not in Sahara.
I'm not saying
that. We got one of those Sahara.
I'm like pocket sand.
We got a Saharian silverback coming your way.
Not,
what are you going to do? What
are you doing, Gary? They are not in the Sahara.
They're in the Sahara now.
Okay. How about this? I find 100 million versus a gorilla in the water.
Instead of a silverback, you got a desert back.
I don't know.
No, it's on land in the middle of the forest. 100 million versus a gorilla.
But no trees in the forest, though.
I think it only takes 4 Patagonians to take down a gorilla.
That's because we offer him a drink first.
Give it a shot.
Pick somebody else.
They're like, hey, Silverback, have you ever had Eagle Rare?
I'm going to tell you how you beat that gorilla.
How's it?
First, you take that thumb. What you going to do with that thumb, Jamie?
I'm going to keep sucking it. Cause
gonna... No. You're going to kick him in the balls. Then you're going to put this up somewhere it ain't supposed to be. Then somebody jump on his neck and bite out his
How jugular. Do you kick him in the balls? You
need three people. Can't even bite I him. Guarantee you, three of us.
You know what I'm going to do?
Could take him out.
I'm going to be his little sex slave. Well,
Hey, you're going to be Jordan. You're going to be the Jordan to his Bill Belichick.
Me and Jamie are going to kill him.
I will be his prison bitch and just roll with
him. Okay, this is really good.
We're just going to kill him with kindness here. We're going to kill him with kindness.
I'll take my pull my pocket out and let him hold it.
Now you hold his pocket.
I hold his pocket. I hold the inside of his pocket.
If it's 100, I'm still not in.
Gary, me and you'll take him with me.
I'll stay here.
Yeah. He'll take 100 gorillas.
Oh, yeah. I'll take 100 gorillas.
100 gorillas.
Gorillas will have me on their shoulder. They'll be carrying me out like this. And we'll be all.
It's a gorilla pimp.
Y'all couldn't even drag a gorilla.
He's going to be gorilla
pimp. What?
He's going to be gorilla
pimp. Drag him if you killed him.
No, he would carry us out.
He's only like 600 pounds.
He's going to give up.
He's going to give up.
He's going to give up.
Matter of fact, he's going to say, hey, I'm going to hang out with y'all. I'm just going to give up. Gary Poppins is going to come out, okay. And they're going to be like.
If it ever happens, he can have my seat.
I'm
done. I'm
out. The gorilla's going to be halfway through and say, hold up, why are we fighting?
You're going to be Hammurabi, or what was that other gorilla?
Hammurabi.
Not Hammurabi. That's what I'll be doing.
Earlier today, there was a white paper released. China State Council informed office suggested that the virus that killed coronavirus that killed 1.2 million Americans, at least 7 million people worldwide, may have originated in the United States.
But
what?
China says we created China virus.
Yeah, we
created China virus.
After one of their places. Yeah. That's exactly what we did.
We created the China virus.
From Wuhan, Texas.
Blamed it on
Wuhan, Alabama. It's no, where it came from.
It was from the Wuhan Oriental Buffet.
Yeah, you know, we created.
Now, look, if you said Wuhan, it came from a buffet, there's nobody going to argue with you now. There ain't no doubt. Golden Corral. That virus came directly off of the fondue, the chocolate fondue at the Golden Corral.
Why are there chunks of this chocolate?
From Wahoo, Texas.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Man, y'all are in. Nope. Look, that's what happens when we go live with somebody before we go on the podcast. I'm going to get in the chat.
We went live for a second.
See what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to get in the chat for a second here. Man, we got.
Don't miss anybody.
Who got here watching? I only came tail.
Got some folks.
All of them. Ain't nobody not watching.
No, we got Eric. I seen Eric. Mm. Let me put my glasses on so
you can read.
Hold on, I got something.
But where you go? I saw people without wrenches and everything.
Well, hold on.
We're going ratchets.
No, I did not lie. I still got ratchets. They all got wrenches. There we go. Let's see here.
You guys just keep talking.
Well,
24 watching. We only got 19. Oh, we got 19. There we go. Ernest Peacock is in the chat.
The Peacocks.
Yeah, there's two of them. There's Rob. There's just one. Dave B. Brian Cast 5-2. Brian will be live at the top of the hour next Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Eli, Mike, Rob.
I do see somebody without a.
Whiskey Sippers.
John.
Two people, John. Dave Batanko and John.
Dave was on with us earlier on.
So, David and John, just so you know, we give everybody wrenches.
You get a wrench.
That's everybody the patio gets promise. Everybody gets a wrench.
Corn and whiskey.
Hey, did you hit David Tanko up?
I hold on. Y'all keep talking.
Acorn and Whiskey.
Y'all keep talking.
We are keep talking.
And David Tonko.
Your internet goes.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can stay in the live chat.
Well, how's it go, Gary?
If you could dodge a wrench,
that ain't how it goes.
So there, if you could dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
The conversation I just saw, he didn't even play in a decent league. I already know who they're talking about. You know who they're talking about?
Yeah, so Shador.
We need.
No, you're not. No, they got to be talking about Travis Hunter. Is that what you're saying?
David.
They're the one playing a good league. They had an average team with an average record playing the average conference.
Who did they play that was really good? They played Oregon, didn't they?
Oh, gosh.
They played Oregon.
If they lost.
If Terry gets his screen back up, somebody said Ohio.
I did. Ohio. And it was David Tonko without a ratchet.
Yes.
He needs a ratchet.
He needs a wrench.
Because he's an Ohio State Buckeye fan.
I'm going to pull up their schedule right now.
Corn and Whiskey.
That's what do y'all see right now?
Some numbers and shit. Good.
Perfect.
So.
Now, is this better or is that better?
John Logabo.
Go.
He'll take 100 men.
Make sure we get everybody. David.
Look, David got a wrench out there by his name. Y'all didn't know what you're talking about.
He does now.
No, he added wrench. He created his own wrench. There we go. Cleveland.
Because he's ratchet.
Eric? Yes, you can use the wrench, John, against the gorilla. I promise you can.
Brother Forbes.
Oh, Brother Forbes showed up.
Oh, there he is. I'm here.
Yep. The brother.
So what do y'all think of Bill Belichick's girlfriend? I say she's attractive. They say she looks like
horse face.
So they went 9-4.
Go back in the chat.
Well, but they can say now.
Look at Ernest.
Yes, an offset box in. That's it. I-O.
That's my boy, Ernest. He knows.
Dude. Well, I can't see. The only good game that team they played was BYU.
BYU was good.
Yeah, but they lost by 20.
BYU was really good, though.
Travis Hunter is probably even better in that game.
He is. He probably was.
Yep. He probably had like 5 interceptions.
Yep. Show me the proof. We'll make yours an offset box wrench. We'll make yours one of them mechanical.
Oh, here's another game they didn't lose. Whoever off is, they beat them.
Yeah. Oh, they got them in the bye week.
They beat bye week.
They beat bye. They beat the bye. It's rough.
They got beat bye is what it is. Who else in here? Let's keep scrolling to the top.
Eric Pennington, Brother Fortman, Mike Brock. He's been with us ever since we were on the other channel. Cast 529, check them out. It's the top of the hour. We're going to try to be on there. We got a lot going on. Chip Adelette, Locktar.
I do have Locktar samples.
Yes, and Locktar does like fun. Locktar. Fortberry does like fun. Funky Loving. Eli Cortez.
Fly Fisher.
David Tonko now has a wrench.
John don't have a wrench.
He doesn't like. Tom Black doesn't like the Hunter pick. I like it. Average.
Whiskey and cigars.
Yeah, average.
JW. There's a Thunder Burke.
Uncle. What is calling his uncle?
Bubba Uncle.
Uncle Bubba.
Oh, did y'all see the Falcons got fined today over the whole Shador Sanders thing?
Why?
They got fined.
For what?
For the Shador Sanders.
For not picking them?
No.
It was the
defense coordinator.
Oh, the where they called? Whatever.
It was the coordinator.
Whatever.
He was like the fourth or fifth player they got up.
Bourbon Hall was here for a minute.
Gandy?
Yeah, Wade was here for a little while. And when Jamie started talking about how ugly that girl John was, said,
Jeff
Kessler.
Falcons got a $250K fine. I think the coordinator got like 100 or 100
grand.
100 grand.
250.
That
was the team got that fine.
No,
how does the team get the fine? It should be the guy.
They got $100,000 fine for what?
It should have been for
defense coordinator.
Because it was his iPad or laptop. Yeah,
that
or whatever.
Would be like your son getting your iPad and sending emails to some of your customers.
To your prospective customers that not really. Are trying to be drafted by other customers.
No, it'd be more someone I'm trying to hire. Yeah, like Fort Berry, if he had sent you bad stuff like that and be like, Jamie, this is Pete. I'd like for you to come work on the patio. We'd like really laughed hard about that.
Oh, yeah, but I would know I'm not good enough to be on the patio.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They're not animals, they're creatures. Yeah, Tom Black, we are patio creatures. I wonder why he called us animals.
Maybe he said you filthy animals.
We are filthy animals. There he is. Cheers, Candy. Cheers, you animals. No, we are creatures. We hope to have some glands Glen Cairns of the Patio Creatures. That's Tom Black's idea. I think it's a great idea. Tom Black is actually a marketing genius.
Like one for each of us?
Yeah. Each of us gets cool. one.
Oh, yeah. So if they win some a race,
they get to pick the
they
creature.
They get to pick. Oh, y'all.
We'll see who's most popular.
Y'all are done.
We'll see who's most popular patio onion is.
Yeah. Mm.
I want mine like this.
I want my logo. So.
Your logo?
Yeah, I want my logo on there.
Yep, there we go. We'll take two T's. That's what I'm talking about. Poor decision said take two T's. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to end on that note. All right, guys. Marty, hit that button.
That's some bullcrap.
That's the right one.
Thank y'all for watching.
Gary, is it playing?
Yeah, it's playing all right here.
Jamie, parting words.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us. I enjoyed our time with the Whiskey Snippers. If you're done here, go check out the cast because it's a good breath of mine.
Gary,
thanks for joining us. Please hit that like button. Baseball season is over, so you should be seeing more of my beautiful face. Have a great night.
Marty, keep talking.
Girl. Of course. Thank y'all for watching. Terry, he's hit my last nerve tonight.
I'm living in the clouds and
YouTube's delayed.
Keep talking.
How long, guys? Yes.
Too bad.
I gotta find the off button. Anyway.
We're still live.
Well, that's because it's delayed. We were on YouTube.
We're still live.
Hold on. I gotta end it. We're still live right now.
We're still live right now.
Hey guys, we got this. I can't find where I'm at.
Hey guys, we're still on the patio.
We are on the patio live.